Today, on the last Sunday of the church year, we're celebrating Christ as the King of the universe. He is God. And it's a reminder to us, as Paul mentioned in this morning's epistle, we human beings are the body of the church, and Christ is the head. You know, sometimes people think that the Pope is the head of the church. Well, that's not true. He's part of the body of the church. He's given a job to do in the church, just like a bishop and a priest has a job of presenting what Christ taught. But Christ is always the head of the church. And that's why the church, the Catholic Church, will survive till the end of the world, because Christ can't be defeated. And unfortunately, a lot of people have a mistaken notion of the church. They see, we have to all remember, we're all, the people who are in the church are all sinners. None of us can say, I do not sin. I do not at times betray Christ. And so we should always stay in the church because Christ is the head. You know, it's just like, I don't know of anybody who decided not to follow Christ because of Judas. And yet Judas betrayed him. And yet the apostles, the night before he died, they all left Christ. They betrayed him for a short time. But we should always remember Christ is the head of the church. And when we have sinners in the church, they're not proclaiming that Jesus is saying it's okay to be a sinner. He's the head of the church in order to forgive our sins and to bring us closer to God. But it's always a mistake if a person says, well, somebody in the church did this or that and so forth, so therefore I'm going to leave the church. Well, that makes no sense. Because then they're saying, I'm going to leave Christ because he's the head. I'll go to try to get to God some other way. And that makes no sense. But we have to realize we're all sinners. And so just like a husband, if a next-door neighbor husband leaves his wife, he doesn't say, well, because he left his wife, I should leave the wife too. That isn't what marriage is about. And so it's the same way with the church. And we have to remember Christ has the church to give us guidance. Now, if you want to know what the teaching of the church is get the Catechism of the Church. That's what the church teaches. That's what Christ teaches. And that's what we are obliged to try to follow. Because he's our leader. He's the one who's telling us how to be a son or daughter of God. Now, we have to remember, we're just a creature. We can't say to God, now God, explain everything to me so that I can understand it totally. Well, that isn't possible. The only one understands about God is God. The rest is this is what we call faith. Is we accept it because God tells us, even though we don't understand it totally. As I tell people, after we're in heaven a billion years, God will still be a mystery to us. We will know he is true, but we won't understand him. We're just a creature. We can't grasp that much. Just like the other example I like to use is, you couldn't pour all the ocean into this church. The church is too small. And we as creatures are too small for God. He loves us with all his love, but he can't pour all of his love into us. We're too small. And so we have to accept the rest on faith. We say, it is true, I can't grasp it or understand it, but I know it's true. And so this is why we're calling Christ the King of the universe, is realize I have to accept that. Now, we also, in the gospel today, we see the love and forgiveness of God. If you notice, God doesn't reject anyone. We may reject him, but he never rejects us. He is always offering us his love. But he can't force his love into us. That's our choice. And just like you can't walk up to somebody and say, you have to love me. That's their choice. You can say to them, I would like you to love me, but it's their choice. And so God is the same way. He comes up to us and says, I want you to love me with your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole mind. In other words, you have to give everything to me. And then we have to either say yes or no. But we can't say to God, I'll do that if I can understand it all. Well, God says, only God can do that. And we're not God. He can't make us God. And so God is saying, I will always love you, but I can only put as much of my love in you as you're willing to let me put in you. Now, if you notice, when Jesus was dying on the cross in today's gospel, the people out there were condemning him and saying, well, if you're really the Messiah, free yourself. Free yourself and free us. And of course, Christ could not do that. He was redeeming us only if we were willing to let him take over our life. And yet, you notice, he always welcomed every one of us, just like the ones there who were putting Christ to death. What was Christ's prayer to them? Father, forgive them, because they really don't understand what they're doing. And we have to remember, a lot of times we're not going to understand either. But because we accept Christ as God, we do it. That's the kind of love that God wants from us, is to accept him as God and say, God, I'll do what you say, period. That's what he talks about, loving God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. But you know, if we say to God, God, I will only love you when I can understand it, then we're saying to God, God, you got to make me God. Because that's the only ones who could fully understand God is God. And he can't make us God because we're a creature. And then the second thing that was in today's gospel was where the thief. There was two of them. One of them kept saying to Jesus, if you're really the Messiah, free us from this cross. And the other realized that who Jesus was, that he was really the Messiah. And so what did he say to Christ? He says, please remember me when you come into your kingdom. He was saying to Christ, Christ, I'm really not worthy of being a part of your kingdom because of what I've done. But just please remember me. And you notice Christ's response. He says, today you will be with me in paradise. And what a surprise to the good thief. Christ was saying, I'm giving you more than you can imagine. And Christ is offering the very same thing to us. But we have to say to Christ, God, I trust you. I'll be willing to do what you say. And so when we follow the church, we're following Christ because he is the head of that church. He is the one that guides the church. And as we always say, if you want to know what Jesus is teaching us, get the Catechism of the Church. That has the teachings of Christ. We won't understand all of it, because it's over our head. Because we're striving to be something that only God can change us into. You know, when we were created as a human being, that was what we were able to grasp, a human being. But beyond that, we can only get closer to God if God changes us, and changes us so that we begin to share in His existence. And of course, that's something that we have to trust God on. Now, we should always remember God loves us, and He will always be ready to forgive us because He loves us. And the only time He can forgive us is if we let Him forgive us. We can't say to God, well, now, God, forgive me on my conditions, on my terms. We have to be willing to say to God, God, I'm willing to accept your forgiveness on your terms. Because God wants to change us to become His sons and daughters. And we don't have the faintest idea how to do that. Only God can do that. We can't. It's kind of like if you have a pet dog. You don't expect your dog to do what you do. You realize he can't do that. So the dog has to accept love and service with you on your terms. And he has to do things that he doesn't understand. But he does it because he sees that you love him, and that you will do for him things that he can't do for himself. And so he has his faith in you. And so he sticks with you because he realizes you can do things for him that he could never do himself. And this is what we have to realize. Christ wants to do things for us that we can't do for ourselves. But in order to have that happen, we have to love and trust Him.